Bay Radio's Bob Collins had the chance to talk with Antonio Nolens and Victor Yankovic, two of a group of Brazilians who made the flight to Oshkosh this year. Their three RV-10s are parked at Show Center, an honor usually reserved for the rare and most unique aircrafts. Here's Bob Collins with the story.
So when you said, hey, let's fly our RV-10s or our RVs up, are they all RVs?
Yes,
all RV-10s.
When you fly our RVs up here, nobody said you're crazy or anything then, right?
My wife did. My wife did.
A lot of people said that. A lot of people said, well, what, you just take a plane, a commercial airline, and come here. It's much easier.
Cheaper.
Cheaper. Cheaper and easier. But no, let's make our adventure. And
he has the first idea last year. He came here by commercial airline, and his father, and they were talking, said, well, let's make it next year, but with our aircraft. So we start, you know, developing, making plans and everything, organizing everything. So it took us, let's say, 4 months to take care of everything, the flight planning, navigation, and everything.
That's why we came.
Is this the farthest distance you've flown in an RV?
Yes. Yeah. That's the farthest one, because we've been flying all over Brazil with the RV-10. But this is the biggest, the longest.
Was the 10 the first plane you built?
No. I had another aircraft. No, this is not mine. I'm just a passenger with them. I got their plane I have. It's made in São Paulo. And it's very similar to the Pelican. Just exactly the same. Speed, engine, everything. Just like the Pelican. That's my aircraft. He used to have a RV-9, and now this is his RV-10. So everybody is the first time with a long trip.
Did you have to make any changes for such a long trip in the plane itself?
Yes, my aircraft has a long extended range. The tank, yeah, no tip tanks. I increased the size of my tank. I have 350 liters, and normally the tank arrived here. I extended the tank.
Wait, was that in the original construction that you extended it, or did you do a modification?
No. The standard, it comes, the tank is just like here. But he asked at the factory to extend make it bigger. That aircraft and that one, we have a reserve tank in the back. So made in the factory also. So we have around 6 hours and 30 minutes endurance for all the three aircrafts.
Is it going to be fun flying around Brazil after you've flown such a long trip?
Yes, it is fun. I love flying.
Do you?
Yeah, I fly for just 45 years.
Have you?
Yeah, just 45. I'm a retired airline captain. Mm-hmm. I flew Boeings, DC-8s, Airbus, everything.
For who?
For Brazilian companies, yes. And when I retired, I stopped flying. Commercial in 2001.
And you've been to AirVenture, you've been to Oshkosh before?
This is my first time.
Your first time? Yeah, 45 years flying, and this is your first time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I imagine you have a lot of folks who said, you know, you've got to go to Oshkosh sometime.
Yeah, well, I've been to Lakeland, Sun and Fun, but this is my first time in Oshkosh.
What about you, sir?
My first time, too. I was the first Brazilian ultralight pilot to cross over Andes Mountain in South America. Crossing
the Andes.
Do you know Andes? Andes Mountain?
The mountain. Just like the Alps in Europe. Just the same.
In an ultralight.
In an ultralight. It was 5 years ago.
Man. He's a crazy man.
And it was a great adventure.
Now, how are Brazil's regulations in terms of building? The United States is pretty strict about the builder building it. Other countries allow other people to build planes, experimentals for
but
you.
In Brazil, it's much more than the United States. Yes, in the United States, you take, let's say, a whipper, put an engine, start flying. In Brazil, you cannot do that. So we have, of course, the Experimental Airplane Association. You can make your aircraft, but it's very restrict. You must be approved by an engineer because here you make it and start flying. There you can make it, but then you have to call engineer, you know, to check and make a notification that the aircraft's okay, it's within the regulations, and so forth.
So you built this? Yes.
No. There's a factor that built for me.
They're allowed to build.
One representative in Brazil. That factory imports the aircraft and they put all over.
And so you've had an ultralight, you've had an RV-10. What else have you
had? In Brazil, the RV-90 is considered ultralight.
Really?
And before this aircraft, I had a Pelican, a Canadian aircraft, very, very good.
And which plane is your favorite?
The last, because I every time I think to increase my, to go
update.
Up, go update my aircraft. The last, I think it's better.
Do you think this is the farthest you'll ever fly, or do you have desires to fly somewhere else on a large trip?
I talk with God. If it's possible, I would like to go up, but I don't like to go down. I don't know if it's my level. I prefer to maintain my level, because I don't like to go down. If it's possible, I intend to...
He doesn't like to downgrade, only upgrade.
upgrade.
So the RV-12 doesn't do much for you. You've seen the RV-12?
But it's a light spark.
I like only light spark.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I flew heavy airplanes. DC-8s, Boeing, Airbus. And now, because the regulations... The regulation in Brazil for ultralights are easy. Medical examination and everything. And flying this aircraft, I have to keep my medical every 6 months. With the ultralight is every 2 years. The license, all my license have expired, of course. My airline, my ATP, my commercial license, my private pilot, they are all expired. Now I have we call in Brazil, CPR, Charlie Papa Romeo, which is a license to fly ultralights. That's what I want. I don't want to buy a craft just like this, because it's too much complicated. For me, it's enough, the small craft.
So you like low and slow flying?
Yes, sir.
For EAA Radio, this has been a special field report with Bob Collins.